Just like that, my friends, we're back. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys had a fun, blessed Father's Day yesterday. I had a great time. Kids were in the pool over at Uppa's house over here. And
That'd be him.
Everybody had a good time. And hope everybody had a great weekend on there. If you guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us, the healthmasters.com site with all of the top quality supplements that you need, including the best sellers from magnesium brain food, the ultimate multiple capsules, the B-complex, you name it, we got it. Thank you for a lot of the positive reviews we're getting on here. I've asked you guys about that before. I really appreciate you guys doing that for us because that gives us the ability to kind of get feedback from our customers, and you give feedback to other customers that are curious about a product and how it affects them in a positive manner. And thank you for not giving me reviews on the postal service, on our products, on our review page. You guys have stopped that, by the way. I couldn't get people to stop. Post office sucks. 1 star. What's wrong with the B-complex? Oh, we love B-complex. Post office is horrible, though. What's that to me?
We need to have a product called Post Office.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Just $0 post office review. Guarantee it'll be 0 stars.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I tell you guys this, and what we have done, we've done in the past, we still have it operational. The VIP shipping is absolutely awesome. It's $19.99. There's no money to be made on it for us, obviously, because it goes end up going next day or second day here. Gets you pretty much anywhere in the continental United States within 2 to 3 business days max. It gets expressed to the front of the line. It gets priority handling, signature required. It gets right to you pretty much. I've had, I think, out of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, I think I had one mistake on one that got delayed. And it was because there's a tornado in Oklahoma. Please don't let me review on tornadoes in Oklahoma.
We can make it a product, tornado in Oklahoma.
But yeah, just going to start putting there. You can leave bad reviews on that.
Well, no. It's just
the express shipping is really, really beneficial. The problem, here's the issue now. The post office is getting so expensive and providing such poor quality in some cases. Now, sometimes around here, down in Central Florida, around Georgia, areas like that, the post office will still really shine, and it'll get somewhere in like 2 days, and it's fast. But then other ones, it doesn't. It's if you like to play, you know, roulette, dices, that's kind of like
you know, it's so funny. Years ago, we used to send out a lot of Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy programs all over the world.
Yeah.
And I remember we had a guy at the post office. It was Tom. Now, Tom was interesting. I won't say any more than that. But he was a pretty nice guy, but he was interesting. And what was interesting about Tom is one day, he ships back like 200 orders to us and says, postage is wrong. And with all priority mail, too. And it was like, you're not doing it by zones. You're doing it as a flat rate. And I said, it is a flat rate. No, we've changed it now. It's zones. And, you know, I'm like.
The post office likes to do that. They just arbitrarily like, change things.
We were one of the biggest customers for the post office. And I call them up. I said, what are you guys doing? I said, it's going to be delayed now. Well, you know, it took us 3 days to get it. We got to the same day. It took them 3 days to get it back to us. And now we have to get back over again.
That's 4 or 5 day delay already.
And I told him, so sure enough, he made me go back through every single one of them and add like an extra 50 cents in postage or whatever it was.
Now, see, in an efficient business line, what would have happened was he would have sent you a letter. Hey, this was short. You owe us an extra $40 in shipping. Mm-hmm. We already sent the packages out. They're getting delivered. But in order for us to ship anymore, we need a $40 check to cover that.
I would have been happy to do that.
Okay, got it. I got it. This is the number.
Remember, they can't be fired. Well, it's very difficult to fire them.
Well,
one guy that was postal on them. Guy was mean. Finally, one day he came in and said, I got to talk to you about your employees. And I'm like, look, dude.
Talk to you about my employees.
And I said, look, dude. I said, here's the thing. I said, you know, nobody likes you here. You know, the post office doesn't like you. Nobody likes you. I said, why are you so mean all the time? What do you mean? I'm like, you know what I mean.
Everything was combative.
Oh, my God.
Everything was combative. He'd walk in to pick up packages. Hey, good morning, brother. Thanks for goodness. It's not a good morning. The weather sucks. I'm like,
well, no. Then one day,
okay, man,
one day,
have
one
a good
day,
day.
One day, I had parked the car near the back entry, and he said he takes a picture of my car. Doesn't pick anything up. He had to walk an extra 12 feet. He goes, huh? I had to walk 12 feet. I'm not picking these up. And I'm like, finally, I called the postmaster up. And I said, buddy, just get somebody else. They did. They got somebody else on the line.
So as I digress on this, if you guys want really, really fast quality, as fast as it gets, top tiers, best of the best, premium platinum package, it's the VIP shipping. That takes care of you. That squashes all your issues with it. And we take care of you. And the shipping is perfect. So that being said.
99% of the time. Oh, by the way, Starmer in Britain now is resigning. And he's failed badly. and he basically cries while he's resigning. Now, I got to stop here for a second. No. Listen to me. We're going to have a little chit-chat here real quick, okay? You know, if you have your wife die or a child or something horrible happens, God forbid it, and you're at a funeral and you're crying and you're a dude, okay, whatever. We give you that one. It's okay. But you can't be crying about stuff. Not all the time. I mean, it's just, gosh. Well,
especially when you're a leader as far as in a position like that.
No, but listen to this. A lot of guys, okay, we're going to do a story. Dating. Girl goes out with a guy, doesn't want to date him. He starts crying. No, let's do this. No, you don't want to do this, but I'm going to do this. Okay? And all of a sudden, she feels sorry for him. Okay? It's a ploy. He's doing it on purpose because he wants her to go up to his apartment with him. Because he's crying. And then he goes, I'm going to commit suicide. Now, listen to me. If someone ever says that, you are not ready to deal with that. I'm telling you that right now. You got to get some help in there immediately. As soon as they say that, if they're trying to get you up to their apartment, the response is, I'm sorry, I'm calling 911. We're not dealing with this. But don't let a woman or a man do that to you. If they really are having health problems and really having mental issues, they don't need to be basically, you don't need to try to fix this. You got to get some professional people in there to try to help it. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself in a mess. Now, Dawson knows that I'm right. It's so important. And if the guy starts crying, the guy crawls over to you on his hands and knees and throws his arms around your feet, starts kissing your feet, crying, saying, please don't break up with me. Reminds me of the Belushi show we showed the other day. The thing.
It wasn't my fault. It was an earthquake.
Okay, is that what you really want in your life? Is that what you're attracted to? A guy crawling across the floor on his hands and knees and wrapping his arms around your feet and kissing them? Is that what you want? You go, well, no, not really. Well, yeah, why are you putting up with that nonsense? Just tell him bye. Here's the thing. Nobody has to put up with anything from somebody else. See, here's the problem that people have. They don't smoke. They don't drink. They don't do drugs. Okay? Those are bare minimums. Listen to me. That doesn't mean anything. They're not supposed.
He doesn't do meth and heroin. Okay.
Well, no. I spoke to a friend the other day. They said, well, you know, they're not supposed to do those things. But do they do anything else? Do they help keep the house clean? Do they basically support you? Do they do this? Well, no. Well, these are bare minimums. Do they get out of bed first thing in the morning and get stuff done? Well, no. They wouldn't sleep all day. You can't take bare minimums in your life. And a lot of people settle for that. Why? Because the dating pool is so awful that they think, well, they don't smoke, they don't drink, they don't cuss, they don't do meth. We're good. No, it's not. Those are basics that nobody's supposed to be doing anyhow, as far as drinking, getting drunk, and, well, whatever. But, you know, every once in a while they commit adultery, okay? Every once in a while, you know, they get drunk. No, none of that's okay. If you want somebody who's going to be a godly husband or a godly wife, they shouldn't be bare minimums. They should be excellent with things that you do. And you have to ask yourself a question, whether it's a dude or a lady, what are you bringing to the table? Oh, you don't smoke, you don't drink, you don't do drugs. Great. You know, what it reminds me of is that verse in the New Testament where Jesus is talking and he's teaching through the Gospels, and he goes, you know, any of you basically can pray for somebody that you love, but you got to find somebody, you got to be willing to pray for people that you don't love. That's the reality of this when it comes to these different people that you meet. You got to find somebody who's bringing more than basics to the table. If you have to ask them, what are you bringing to the table? Besides the fact you don't smoke, don't do drugs, and don't get drunk, and you're not doing meth. Those are minimums. And so I know I'm being a little bit repetitive about that, but it's so very, very true. Remember that. It's like, well, I don't eat pork. Yeah, you eat every other thing on the whole planet that's garbage. You're like a dispose-all. Well, what do you mean? Well, yeah, you're living on omega-6 fats. You're giving all kinds of health problems. Let me give you a perfect example. I had a friend call me up yesterday. He's a brother in Christ. I love him. He's a great guy. Calls me up. He's in the hospital. Pancreatitis. He's been boozing it with wine. And he had a woman who was from Hungary. He was dating her for 3 years. And she got him drinking. He never drank before. And all of a sudden now, they broke up about a year ago. But he's still buying a bottle of wine and going through it every day. And he's got a problem with his blood sugar. All that alcohol has all that sugar in it. Now he's got pancreatitis. And I said to him, I said, dude, what are you doing? I said, now you're in the hospital calling me up with pancreatitis because you're hitting the doggone wine bottle every night. And he goes, well, yeah, I won't do that anymore. And I said, it's that girl you were with. She got you. And I didn't know it. He was on speakerphone, that girl sitting with him. There you go. That was awkward. And I said, well, she got you to go buy this. Well, I went and bought it myself. I said, you never drank that junk. And he's been having a problem with, you know, adult onset diabetes now. He got up by the morning, goes, my blood sugar was 150. That's telling you right there, something ain't right with your liver, and something ain't right with your pancreas, something ain't right with your pancreatic enzymes, and something sure in the heck ain't right with your insulin. So, and I told him, I said, well, if you want to die, keep drinking alcohol. Well, I'm done now. So I told him again last night, I said, and I got to send him the links to the GHI cleanse. And I told him, I said, I told him again last night, cut out the alcohol. He goes, you already told me that. You got to tell me that twice. I said, obviously, I've told you that for the last 3 years, and it didn't work. Now I'm telling you twice because you're my brother and I love you. There's a certain point with health that you have to do beyond the bare minimums. Spoke to a person the other day, real bad sore throat. Are you taking vitamins? Well, I take D3. Well, she's taking D3. Okay, you take anything else? No. How much vitamin C do you take? None. I'm like, it's not enough. You have to do more than bare minimums. You have to try to, you know, you really don't want scurvy, right? You don't want your teeth to fall out? Well, you need to take some extra vitamin C. You really want your skin to be tight, don't you? Take collagen. Take vitamin C. Take the things that you know are going to keep your skin tight. And remember, it's about taking care of your body. It's like Austin said so many times. You get a race car, you get a new Z06 Corvette. 670 normally aspirated horsepower. You put some regular gas in it, you're going to figure out real quick why it says premium only. It ain't going to run right. Same thing with your body. You got to have the right nutrients in your body to make it feel good and to make it run right. Without it, you're going to have all kinds of health problems all the time, and you're going to ask yourself a question. Why is it that I'm having these health issues? Well, you kind of asked for them. As hard as that is to want to admit sometimes, you kind of did what you should have done, you know, you shouldn't have done. So if you're dating a dude that wants to crawl across the floor and kiss your feet and cry, or he's the leader of a country and he's crying, there's a real high probability he shouldn't have been leading the country. And there's a real high possibility and probability that you don't even be dating him. Because chances are, I hate to say it, he probably doesn't have your same sexual persuasion anyhow. He probably likes dudes. Just thought I'd mention that. And I've seen it over and over and over again. Oh, by the way, good news is DHS now says we've had record high deportations. Almost 1 million people have been deported on the Trump administration.
Hopefully most of them were bad people.
No, that's the point. They weren't MS-13 gang members.
That was the problem that I had from the very beginning.
They're Canadians that came across the border and overstayed their 60-day visa or 80-day or 90-day visa and got kicked out. They're Canadians. We're throwing Canadians out? Oh, yeah. We're throwing everybody out. They're a German person who came over and they stayed past 90 days. Out, peasants. You can't come in here anymore. They're from England. They're law-abiding citizens, and they're just enjoying the United States, and they forgot that their visa had to be redone every 30 days because of their estimate requirement of 90 days. So what do they do? Out you go. Now you can't come back. How many MS-13 gang members have they taken out? How many people have they gone into Chicago to take out? You know, here's the problem. If I was DHS, okay, and I had to go into an MS-13 gang, or I had to go to a subdivision, and I had to take out somebody from England or Canada, I'd pick Canada.
Well, and that's the problem. I mean, a lot of those MS-13 gang guys and those, groups, those guys are highly, highly coordinated, and they're heavily armed. Mm-hmm. Those guys aren't just sitting around taking them. I mean, remember the whole thing when the MS-13 gangs took over that entire apartment complex over in Colorado Springs? Almost forget about that, and nobody wanted to touch it. Mm-hmm. Local sheriff's department didn't want to touch it. I mean, entire apartment complex. I mean, I don't mean one building, entire complex. Pulling people out at gunpoint, taking over their apartments, selling drugs, prostitutes, everything out of the apartment complex. When did you see the context video of that place getting raided, fully raided?
No, I've got a perfect story. Last week I talked to one of our listeners. No, I'm not mentioning any names here. I'm not mentioning any states. And he basically was in a situation where he saw them running weapons out of a taco stand.
Oh.
Legit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And he went to the police. He went to everybody. Nobody would touch it. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to walk up to the taco stand, and somebody's passed on fully automatic M4s. There's a really high probability I'm fixing to die.
Oh, if you get involved. Absolutely.
So the police go, I pass. I got an old lady I'm giving a ticket to over here.
It's funny you bring that up because a lot of people don't realize that is one of the easiest, most effective ways that they transport illicit drugs and weapons.
Taco stands?
Taco stands, the reason why they're mobile.
I didn't know that.
Move them around, park them, sell food out of them. Once you dump where you're going, you dump them off and they're gone. Take them to the next area, sell them food permit. Nobody bothers you. How often do you see taco stands get basically busted by, you know,
DHS?
They don't. They're underneath the supervision of
The county.
The county.
Restaurants.
Restaurant. And so in order to get a warrant for a mobile food stand that moves around, on a regular basis and lands at different areas,
like,
in different counties.
It's like trying to arrest a gypsy.
That's exactly right. It's unbelievably difficult.
Well, he went to everybody. And finally, they started coming on his property at night. They started stalking him.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
So he ended up leaving.
Well, they probably found out he was the one snitching.
Well, no, he ended up leaving. He ended up leaving the state because he don't get killed. I don't blame him. And you know, the thing about it is,
when was the last time you heard a bunch of those places getting raided by DHS?
Okay, there's a book that was written years ago. It's called Faith, Foolishness, and Presumption.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm slurring my words. Too many purple sticks. Faith, Foolishness, and Presumption. And it's the only book this guy ever wrote that I liked. A little paperback. It takes 30 minutes to read. And there's certain things you have faith for. There's certain things that you're going to believe for. It's just foolishness. And presumption are, well, I presume I'm not going to get killed raiding a taco stand. And these guys, after they've been police officers a little bit of time, they start to realize there's a certain point in time I don't want to get in harm's way. It's easier to go take Roger Stone at 4 o'clock in the morning, a 75-year-old guy, wife's dying of cancer, bust into his house at 3 o'clock with CNN beside you, say, we're arresting you for lying under oath to Congress, instead of just picking him up when he goes, you know, to school the next day or goes to the grocery store. They got to make a big scene about it. It's easier to do that. And you get a lot more positive publicity,
positive publicity.
Nobody dies.
Well, you see, and here's the fact of the matter is, and what happened is, and I've talked to a lot of guys about this that have been combat deployed. When you get in positions of raids here in the United States, comparison to Sandbox, say, for example, Iraq, Fallujah, Afghan, you know, all these different areas over there, there are a whole lot more restrictions when you're doing raids here in the United States. Obviously, you're on U.S. soil. The problem that happens is it's high risk, high everything on the instant. There's very, very low upside. There's low upside because high probability of getting shot at. B, rules of engagement are different. C, everything goes under a microscope after a raid, especially if there's a fatality. And so what happens is it's a lot easier to do these soft raids to go bust somebody. Oh, he's got a pound of pot in his house. We got a warrant. We're going to go bust him. Versus we have an MS-13 hideout. They probably got inventory between 20 to 30 light machine guns and heavy weapons, frag grenades, possible RPGs. We got to go raid them tonight.
Somebody's going to die.
Somebody's going to get shot. We're going to have fatalities. And it's like, dude, unless you're just all staunch in, we got the biggest SWAT team. That's why the Polk County Sheriff's Department, I got to give them credit. A lot of that stuff doesn't land here very often because the equipment, the tools, the training, and the efficiency that they operate with, a lot of times other counties call Polk County Sheriff's Department to handle raids because of the equipment we have and how our officers handle the situation.
The MRAP.
And the reputation of the Sheriff's Department with criminals.
I love Grady Judd.
Yeah, and so it's something to be aware of.
Speaking about bad decisions.
You carry a firearm down here in Florida, please.
You remember,
I saw another video today.
Everybody carries guns.
Well, no. Guy got in a car wreck. Guy pulls a pistol on a guy in a car wreck. Other guy pulls a pistol on a car wreck. Guy pulls the trigger. Gun jams. Other guy gets on top of it and puts the pistol in his mouth. This is all on video. I saw it earlier. I was trying to find it. Got pulled down. It was for violence on YouTube. And now the guy that pulled the pistol the first time is getting arrested for brandishing a firearm and threatening with a firearm. The second guy didn't get arrested because even though he squeezed off the round, it didn't go off. But he drew because the first guy.
What a mess.
It was just fiasco. And of course, it was down in Dade County.
Oh, yeah.
Dade County.
Yeah.
And so, and I say this with full understanding of this. Please, guys, if you carry a firearm, and I ask you this sincerely, please train with it. Know how to operate with it and have discretion with it. It's not a toy. It's not funny.
Keep it clean.
It kills
and keep it
people.
Lubed. Yeah.
It kills people.
I've got,
don't be just frivolously pulling it out because you're mad.
I've got another friend of mine. A guy owed him $100,000 on a contractor job. He's building for him, right? And he goes to collect the money. He got the receipt. The guy pulls the pistol. The guy who owes the money pulls the pistol on the contractor. And I mean, he puts it in his face, threatens to kill him. The guy takes the gun away from him. Busts him in the mouth with a gun, breaks his teeth out.
Yeah.
Well, now he's in trouble with the cops. Because the guy pulled the gun and he basically pulled the gun away from him and busted him in the mouth with the teeth. Because in Florida, you've got to stand your right.
Was he on his own property?
Mm-hmm.
He got a firearm.
Yeah, he was on his own property.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way, speaking of bad desires and bad things and bad everything else, remember years ago we had a guy named Mike on, and he worked in drug rehab in Australia. Remember that?
Correct.
And we were talking to him about, you know, different types of drugs and opiates and withdrawals. And he goes, well, he says, heroin withdrawal will make you feel like you're going to die, but you won't. As long as you stay well hydrated with B vitamins.
He said that as long as vomiting doesn't kill you.
He said, well, you have to stay hydrated.
Yep.
And he goes, but the one that will kill you is, can we mention
Xanax.
This thing? Oh, can we say that?
Well, no, well, that's brand name on it. It's alprazolam, benzodiazepines. That's the category that's in.
And now they're saying that this natural anxiety supplement killed her in her sleep.
And I saw this. I put this article up here.
Yeah, well, no, and we're not going to say it out loud, but you can read it. Natural anxiety, something killed her in her sleep, the hidden dangers of versus Xanax. Now, here's the problem. If you get off of benzodiazepines like Xanax abruptly and you're addicted to them, you'll have a seizure. You'll have a seizure, you'll go into a coma, and you can die.
You can actually go, I read it earlier, you can actually go into what's called pulmonary edema,
mm-hmm.
which this lady went into. She died. And my condolences to the family.
And my deepest condolences.
And she decided she wanted to start using
This other one with the K.
The crap. Called the crap. The Kraken.
The Kraken, yeah.
Okay. I've known numerous people who've used this compound. I'm not promoting it. However, I'm saying that a lot of times it can be useful, and if it's a natural form, from what I've seen, just from what I've seen from certain people. However, if you're trying to use the Kraken to come off of pharmaceutical drugs, I do not recommend that unless you have advice of your doctor. Xanax is unbelievably, benzodiazepines are unbelievably addictive. Here's an article right here. Overdose deaths tied to anxiety drugs like Xanax continue to rise. This is on Science News. They're saying roughly now 10,000 deaths a year of this drug.
A year. In the U.S.
Overdose
globally?
Deaths a year of Xanax.
In the U.S.
In the U.S., yes. They're saying now 10,684 overdeaths involving benzodiazepines in the United States. In 2016, I can't even find accurate numbers up to date now because it keeps going up. They said Xanax deaths in 1999 was 1,100. Dude, that's 10x in 17 years. 10x increase in deaths.
The usage is probably 10x in 17 years.
Correct. And so what's happened is now this drug has become very common. A lot of people use it on a regular basis.
It's not designed for that.
It's never designed for that. Benzodiazepines, do they reduce anxiety symptoms? Absolutely. It's an unbelievably strong pharmaceutical drug for somebody that's having severe panic attacks. I've known guys that have used them with PTSD. They hate them. It works, but they're unbelievably addictive, they said. I've known numerous people that have had issues coming off of them. Again, that's between you and your doctor. Do not think this drug is not going to have unintended side effects if you start using it on a regular basis. It is designed to be used in small doses on very, very rare occasions if you're having a severe panic attack, if you're prescribed to it. That's what even requirements for. The problem is now, doctors have gotten away with writing it for off-book usage, basically, for everything. And so they'll sit there and tell you, oh, you take a milligram a day, 2 milligrams a day, you know, half a milligram 4 times a day. That is insanity as far as what this drug does, as far as how addicted it is to recommend that kind of dosage. And so, again, if you're using this drug, I'm giving you no pharmaceutical advice whatsoever, but I am saying this. Use caution with anything you're going to do with it, and especially if you're going to be using something like the Kraken, you're stacking the two together, you're reducing one and doing the other. You really need to do so with the advice of a doctor.
Get medical supervision.
Yeah.
By the way, Benjamin Netanyahu has continued to divide the United States. Says the IDF troops will continue to occupy Lebanon as long. No, I'm not going to talk much about it because I'm sick of it. And another guy, an Israeli security and defense expert, says America needs another Pearl Harbor or 9/11 to remember who the enemy is. This quote.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, you know, whatever. This guy's Lenny. And another top Israel official openly calls for genocide as U.S. seeks peace. All of Lebanon must burn.
Yeah, Israel Minister of National Security. All Lebanon must burn. He said, we will not stop taking over Lebanon because it's our requirement that we can defend ourselves.
Okay, and in the meantime, instead of taking a look at what's going on with the genocide, Trump, they're going to be in years in jail. U.S. police park arrest multiple people over reflecting pool vandalism. So it's okay for somebody to go in and kill children and women and Christians and everything else in Lebanon and Gaza. That's okay. We're good. Let's give them money to do it. But if somebody basically arrests multiple people for reflecting pool vandalism, messed up the finish on it apparently after he did it fixed, and a lot of that stuff didn't need to be fixed. But you're going to go to years of jail because you messed up the bar site?
Give them probation. Force them to pay for it. Have them be done to move on.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's the rules for thee and not for me. Find out who you can't criticize.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, the President Macron, who wants to rule France like a Greek god and sit on a throne, is now saying that having migrant return hubs, that they go against European values. You're such a... Dude, first of all, let me say something to you. You got to have the ugliest wife on the planet. I should have said that.
Some people say she's a dude.
That's what Candace Owens says. But this woman, I mean, there's uglier than his wife. And I mean, it's unbelievable that he would actually consider that anybody would listen to him when his judgment is that bad already. I mean,
gosh.
No. Now, I say something else, but I'm not going to because I'll get everybody mad at me. But the problem is that what were you thinking, dude? She's like 30 years older, and Candace Owens says she's a dude. And what do you think? That you think anybody even takes you seriously? It's like Zelensky. And when the Rothschilds put him in, they put Zelensky in power in Ukraine. He used to go naked and play a piano with his appendage. I mean, this guy's a pervert. So why in the world? And what they do is they do this stuff to you all the time. They get a dude who says, Candace Owens says, married to a guy, and they get this guy playing the piano with his appendage, and they put them in positions of power, and we're supposed to think that, hey, and what it is, they take Obama with his wife. She walks up, man, she's got a set of shoulders like this, man, and she's all buffed up. She goes, he's going to listen to me. I'll slap that boy upside the head. Well, as many, Joan Rivers said that that's a dude, too. And so you got to, why do they do this? Why do they, and you know why they do it? Because they can. Because they like to insult us. They like to make fun of us. They like to talk about you behind your back. Look at them. They believe us. Can you believe that that's stupid? They believe that she's a woman?
It's the humiliation ritual aspect of it.
No, it's part of their stupid Satanism.
Atavistic hatred. That's what they do.
Oh, God.
So when you see stuff like this, sometimes you just got to laugh. Because quite frankly, at the end of the day, you can't take it that seriously anymore. Because it's a clown show.
No.
It's a complete clown show.
Well, by the way, a man crashes an SUV into a home, drives through the home, and they get shot dead by the resident.
Well, you probably shouldn't drive your car to people's homes.
To me, it sounds like he drove through that house on purpose.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
They got out of it. So there's something else we don't know about.
Well, if you're sleeping in the middle of the night, and somebody comes off the road and goes in your house, and they get out of the car, and they're like, oh my gosh, my brakes are shot. I'm so sorry. I'm not going to shoot them in the face. But
what if there's somebody who's stalking you?
And they drive through your house?
Yeah. I mean, think about that for a second.
You know my analogy about pistols, rifles, and shotguns. Pick which one you need to use.
Brady Judson, they break in, they come rob, kill, steal, and destroy. I'm paraphrasing. Blow them back out of the house with your
shotguns. At the right range with the right load will physically take a chunk off your opponent.
Love the Greg Brady Judson. Oh, by the way, Spain now is predicting that the basic services are going to collapse, driven by millions of migrants coming in and getting given amnesty. Now, stop for a second. Why is it the United States can bring in 20 million illegals and give them basic services and not go bankrupt? It's because we're the reserve currency of the world.
Yeah, we always print more money.
We print more money. If the United States actually had to take care of the people here with a $35 trillion debt to the Rothschild boys, there's no way we could do it. That's why California's in trouble all the time. They can't print money. They always have to have these subsidies coming in from the federal government.
They got to borrow more money.
They can't. They're just already bankrupt. And so the United States is bankrupt beyond belief right now. But because we can keep printing money and because the Federal Bank reserve currency is based on the petrodollar, we just keep pumping cash. And sooner or later, it has to fail. There's no question about that. That's why gold went up to over almost 6,000 an ounce last few months ago. But Spain now is in trouble, and they're about to lose basic services across the country collapse. And Spain's a nice country. I was in Madrid a few years ago with Sharon and with Savannah.
Beautiful.
It was about 8-10 years ago. And I remember it was the cleanest country I've ever seen in Europe, other than what Germany used to look like. But now the migrants have managed to migrate down there, and I'm sure it's trashed out.
Look at happened to Paris.
Oh, my gosh.
Like everywhere these people. Well, here's the problem, and I've told this before, and it happens in every array of human beings. When humans don't have any pride in ownership or anything that they have, and they don't take care of
it. They have no idea how they got it.
And they're not trained and brought up to take care of anything as kids, and they have no pride in anything, and they don't have to pay for anything. You don't care. Human beings are funny like that. If they don't have to actually achieve and work and accomplish something, in most cases, they don't respect it. I've seen it so many times with guys that I know that are trust fund kids.
Oh, my gosh.
I can tell you stories of guys that I know. They get $100,000 a month stipend out of their trust fund. Not joking. Just don't care. They roll over trucks, total trucks. Insurance doesn't cover it. I'll buy another one. Next month, do it again. And they burn through cash like it's water, and they don't respect anything they own. That's why if you ever find out, if you're looking to buy a vehicle, and you find out, basically, a really rich young trust fund kid owned it, run away from that vehicle as fast as you can, because I guarantee you it's had zero maintenance, probably has an accident that they have on the Carfax, and it's probably going to break down and it's had no upkeep at all. I've seen that before, by the way, multiple times. So, you know, and you bring these migrants in. You put them in a first world country. Okay, we're going to put you at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York. We're going to give you $2,000 a month in food expenditures.
And
we're going to give you a cell phone. We're going to give you free public, you know, basically housing with this now. We're going to be free public transportation. Do you think they're going to take care of anything they've been given?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Look at Section 8 housing.
Right. When you give people continual things, they continue to expect it. They don't have any pride in ownership. They don't want to fix anything. They just want to get as much as they can. They get as much as they can next month. So the concept of this
I got a story about you.
Yeah, well, the concept of this entire entitlement program is always doomed to fail every time. It never works.
Well, you know, you had a friend, I tell you a story, and he starts dating this girl who brings this dog in the house that wants to poop and pee everywhere. The lady who had the dog that was pooping and pee didn't care. She'd never had anything in her whole life. There was no pride in any ownership, and she didn't care about anything he owned. It didn't matter if he had a really nice rug in the house. It didn't make any difference. Poop and pee on it. It's good. Get rid of the rug. And everything was about the stupid animal because she had made that dog her god. And so when you have somebody who's never had anything and you try to teach them how to take care of anything, they can't do it because they don't care.
Especially if it's given with nothing attached to it and it's just free everything all the time. Now many times you can see people, they've worked their butt off their whole life. They haven't had much growing up and they finally accomplish it. They'll take care of it better than anybody you know because they know how hard it is to get. That's the difference.
You know, Van Green and I, we have a shared interest. Well, it's not an interest. It's a shared past. We both picked fruit here in Central Florida. We picked oranges when we were younger. You talk about the most awful job ever is picking fruit. The bugs are biting you. You're trying not to get killed by a snake. If you're near a pond, you got to watch out for the gators trying to eat you. Every manner of everything is trying to come after you on the tree, and you're hanging up on a tree that's 30 feet tall, and you're having to wear long sleeves in the middle of summer so you don't get scratched to pieces with gloves, and you're sitting there going, gosh, I'm being paid by how many boxes of fruit I pick. I tell you what, that will snap your butt tight. And if they still had oranges down here, I'd recommend that you'd send your children to do it, but they're all gone now because of chemtrails. But the reality is that it will make you want to stay in college for the rest of your life if your parents are paying and never leave school not to have to pick fruit again.
Manual labor has always a way of changing.
Oh, my God. Oh, by the way, speaking of manual labor, Jessica Simpson, who has basically been done a long time ago, has to cancel a concert because of safety concerns. No, she didn't. I don't believe that. That might be true. I don't know. I don't believe that. Nobody came. And what happens, these concerts, if they don't sell a certain amount of tickets, they can't cover the venue costs.
Correct. But they got all kinds of stuff. They got to pay off those tickets.
And so basically, you know, and don't get me wrong, Jessica Simpson, you know.
What does that have to do? What does she have to do with anything on this?
It was a fluff story.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a vitamin C non-fluff story here in a second here.
Well, I think you need
Jessica Simpson. I didn't know Jessica Simpson
rudely,
around.
Rudely interrupt me. Let's talk about vitamin C.
No, it's Jessica Simpson.
No, we're done. No, I'm not talking. No,
who
I'm,
is that?
I will never mention Jessica Simpson again. Who is Jessica Simpson? Who is she?
Who is she?
No longer
who is John Galt?
What's the C story?
Well, no, this one. And yeah, you guys voted, by the way. It's winning by a landslide, the Ultimate Multiple Capsules, later on this week. But
they always win.
Well, Whey Protein's pushing it. Whey Protein's pushing it.
And, not even close, bud. Yeah, the Ultimate Multiple Powder is the
38.
One.
Yeah,
not
it's getting close.
No,
but,
yeah, okay, whatever.
But the vitamin C is on sale right now. The reason why I want to cover this up is I had Harrison write me a really, really good referenced article on it yesterday. Where's it at? Here it is. So he says here, Health Masters Vitamin C caps the antioxidants more than basic vitamin C. And the reason why I bring these up a lot of times for everybody's knowledge is because everybody asks me questions on a lot of these products. I like to have these red articles here so I can send them to you so I don't have to answer it. I mean this sincerely. I don't have to answer 40 emails about the exact same thing. Or if I do, I could just copy and paste the article because the article, quite frankly, is going to explain it way better than I can in an email every single time because Harrison's a great writer. He's actually a better writer than me. And he documents everything.
He's a better writer than me. I taught him how to write.
Well, no, he goes down. I mean, he's got all these clinical trials and all these clinical studies that, I mean, a lot of them are relevant for like 2026. Vitamin C supplement, a use public findings from cross-sectional survey, epigenetic modulation by vitamin C and prenatal depression implications of offspring health. That just came out, by the way, which I'm going to get to here in a second.
Do you realize what that says?
Yes, I'm going to cover it.
That's a big deal. That story we've got to cover.
This one's going to get covered right here. It says vitamin C is often treated like an ordinary immune vitamin, but the research shows it's better understood as a core antioxidant nutrient involved in redox balance, immune function, collagen synthesis, wound repair, cellular protection, and gene-relating processes. goes into detail here about vitamin C, also known as ascorbic acid, essential nutrient, meaning the body must get it from food or supplementation. It cannot reliably produce enough on its own. A 2026 survey review on vitamin C supplement, you summarize vitamin C's major physiological role as an antioxidant defense, immune support, collagen synthesis, wound healing, skin structure, connective tissue maintenance. The same paper explained that vitamin C helped protect cells against oxidative damage. Give me camera four. Caused by free radicals, it supports immune function by partially by enhancing T cell activity during infection response. Now, it goes on further in here as the vitamin C matrix, and it goes into detail about how the different parts of the vitamin C combine with what we have and why it works so good. And now, when you start looking at the research on here, you start finding that a lot of this stuff has way bigger impacts than what you actually think it is. This is one of the reasons why it says one of the most interesting, and listen to this, this is what I'm getting into right now. This is crazy. This is new studies that just came out. One of the more interesting 2026 studies reviewed vitamin C in prenatal depression, DNA methylation, and offspring health. The study described vitamin C as not only an antioxidant, but also as a cofactor for TET enzymes involved in DNA demethylation. DNA demethylation is one way that body regulates gene expression, meaning vitamin C can help influence whether certain genes are turned up or down in specific biological
contexts.
This affects what certain happens in kids when they're in prenatal, when they're basically in the womb, on certain things, on modulating genes, whether they go up or down, meaning a lot of times certain types of defects. Goes into detail. The review explained that vitamin C helps maintain iron and the reduced state needed for TET enzyme activity and supports the conversion, a step involved in DNA methylation. In practical language, give me camera four again. Vitamin C may help certain gene-regulating enzymes work properly. The review focused on prenatal depression and offspring health, so its conclusion should not be stretched beyond what the settings. However, it expands the picture of vitamin C beyond immune support by showing vitamin C may participate in deeper cellular regulation. The same review stated that vitamin C may influence mood by affecting oxidative stress, neurotransmitters, transmitter synthesis, gut microbe, metabolites, and epigenetic regulation. The authors were cautious and other results are inconsistent. Doses vary in large-scale randomized trials and pregnant women remain limited. However, this is a good example of where the research is promised but not even settled. That's a big deal, by the way.
No, and look at our vitamin C, the one we're talking about right now. This product does not contain gluten, yeast, soy, dairy, fish, shellfish, peanuts, tree nuts, eggs, ingredients derived, or any, it does not contain any ingredients derived from genetically modified organisms, GMOs, no artificial sweeteners, and no artificial preservatives, period.
It's a clean product.
No, this product is amazing what it is. It contains basically vitamin C, a large amount of vitamin C. It contains magnesium. It contains potassium. It contains quercetin. It's amazing. It's other ingredients, tapioca. It's got. I'm having a hard time reading this, by the way. My glasses are not this strong, and natural flex. I can read a hymnal in church. I can't read this.
Well, some of the stuff is small in the cans. I apologize sometimes.
But this product is amazing. I take two scoops a day. I tell you what, I take this two scoops a day. I stay healthy all the time. I had a friend of mine the other day. Great lady took the shot. Okay, she took the shot before she met me, and I knew at that point she didn't have health problems. Now she's already had cancer. Now she's got a lung infection. Now she has walking pneumonia, just like the thing happened with Kyle Busch. And I told her 2 weeks ago. I said she told me she got been sick for weeks, and I told her, I said, you need to increase your vitamin C and your D3. So now she says, I'm on antibiotics. I have a walking pneumonia. I said, did you increase your D3? Did you increase your C? Nothing. Didn't listen to anything I said. And I told her, I said, well, you understand something? You took that shot. Okay, you know what I mean. You took the thing, and it's a kind of like a eugenics thing, right? And so you really need to clean this up, otherwise, your mom lived to be 100 and you ain't. By the way,
well, look at the conclusion on this. Give me camera four. One last thing. The conclusion research shows that the vitamin C supplements are widely used by the public, offered for immunity and general health maintenance, and mostly not taken enough as far as, and I'm adding this in here, not taken at high enough relevant dosages. A lot of times you find vitamin C products, it's like 50 milligrams, 100 milligrams a capsule. guys,
no,
take them in relevant doses. The reason why our capsules are 600 milligrams for a little capsule, the reason why our scoopers are 2,500 milligrams for a scoop is because the body needs continual high-dose vitamin C, especially if it's fighting anything off. It says in one 2026 cross-sectional study of 408 Malaysian adults, 79.2% reported using vitamin C supplements with common reasons, including maintaining health and boosting immunity. The same study found low healthcare professional consults with only 26% consulting doctors and 47% consulting pharmacists, which led the authors to call for better education and professional guidance around safe supplements.
Where's the article on epigenetics on here? I know you have
it. I already covered it. I'll go back to it again. Okay. This is right here, the newer epigenetic angle. You were reading the can the whole time while I was talking about it.
I just didn't pay attention.
Would you like to read it again? It's pretty interesting.
Well, I want to talk about it because what it's saying is if you take vitamin C, here's what it's saying. And I'm gonna make it simple. Because your genes want to express that you're going to come down with cancer, which is a negative statement, but it's true. Sometimes you have that in your genetic code from your parents, your grandparents, or whatever. It doesn't mean they will. That's called epigenetics. They only do that if you allow them the opportunity to do that. If you keep your antioxidants high enough, they don't do it. If you keep your lifestyle clean, they don't do it. That's why I tell this lady who's got the lung thing now. She's the same one I talked about a few weeks ago that wanted to have both her breasts removed to prevent breast cancer. Nobody in her family has breast cancer, but she may have that gene,
right?
And so, but now she's basically sick as a dog because now she has walking pneumonia. She's sick all the time. She always has health problems, and why? It's because of the that she took.
That's
in my
changed
opinion,
a lot of that.
Because remember, it had Simeon 40 in it. I remember that. And so, but she just doesn't want to listen.
Well, then when you look at it, said, and I'll read this part again since you're listening now.
I think we need to cover it twice.
We cover it twice. No, this is really important. The study not only describes vitamin C as a powerful antioxidant, but also as a cofactor for TET enzymes involved in DNA demethylation. DNA methylation is one way the body regulates gene expression, meaning vitamin C can help influence whether certain genes are turned up or down in specific biological contexts.
Harrison wrote this, didn't he?
Yeah.
Little brat. He explained it better than I did. Awful.
It's great.
He's so stinking smart.
They know. That's the thing. I want people to understand what these products do because vitamin C, especially at high dose, really clean, pure vitamin C, it's not just I got the sniffles, I take it. It's great for that, by the way. But it has way, way more effects than that.
Does he have his name on this article?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Put it back up here. I'll see this.
Did he? He put his name on it.
Whoa. That's interesting because he puts his name on
it. He does lots of. Well, usually it used to show on here. And I think it updated with the website. It used to have author and have it on there.
I want that back on there.
I don't know how to do it. I think Shopify modified it. They didn't update the other day.
Oh, by the way, the battle to redefine parental authority. Who's in charge of our children? You know, in Russia, the state ran the kids.
Yeah.
There's a crucial battle happening right now across the United States. It's not a battle over resources or land. It's not a war against threats from foreign enemies. No, we ignore all that. It's not about destroying every living thing in Gaza. It's not about destroying every living thing in Lebanon. It's a fight to impose a religious ideology upon Americans. No, this is a conflict much more personal in nature. This dispute is one that targets the very foundation upon which our societies are built, and depending on the outcome, has the potential to transform our culture completely. Why parental authority matters. Now, that may not sound at all serious to some, especially if you don't have children or your own, or please hear me out. When parents, the ones you who know and love their children, the most are stripped of their ability to determine and provide the optimal care and protection for their kids, it opens the door to countless potential threats, including being put into foster care, which is a real bad place for a lot of child trafficking, by the way. Children's and ideas and beliefs can be shaped in ungodly ways. Choice about sexual activity can be influenced contrary to God's design for intimacy. These in turn carry risks of unexpected pregnancies, STDs, physical and emotional trauma. Potentially harmful decisions or actions related to a child's health may take place against parents' wishes whose effects may be irreversible. Simply put, the role parents play in the upbringing of their children is instrumental and indispensable in their development into childhood. And the government expansion into family decisions. To the alarm of many parents, especially in the socialistic communist countries and counties and cities we have in the United States controlled by Democratic mayors and Democratic boards, to the alarm, this idea is being challenged in multiple ways in states across the country. Governments in multiple states, these Democratic states, have sought to impose requirements upon families with children meant to force compliance.
These regulations infringe on the parents' ability to decide on what and how their children are taught, who is permitted to teach, what's the best for their children's health, and even when they are given information on such matters, the objections are primarily being pursued by many state laws that makes you a criminal in these states and impact all models of education, including public, private, charter, and especially homeschools. Why does this mean in practical terms? It means that the government is increasingly setting the standard for what curriculum is taught to children. It says, like, here we go. California, Democrat, Oregon, Democrat, New York, Democrat, Minnesota, Democrat, Washington, and others, parents are finding it more difficult to opt their children out of promoting DEI, critical theory that has challenged parental authority. They have to teach their kids LGBTQ, gender fluidity, and globalism. Regarding healthcare, because the laws encourage minors to seek medical treatment, they have to be vaccinated. They can take the children away. They may include circumstances related to depression, suicidal thoughts, gender dysphoria, substance abuse, or reproductive matters like pregnancy or abortion. They automatically have some of these children get abortions without parental consent. I thought I'd mention that to you. Or they may let them do a fluid transition into a different gender without parental consent in some of these states. While it may seem like children's education and healthcare are separate issues, the two do not operate independently, nor are they mutually exclusive. There are many circumstances involving a child's health that are influenced by the viewpoints that they've been exposed to in school. Now, I'm not going to read you the rest of this. I'm going to post it again so you guys can read it, because I put this up a couple of weeks ago, but I want you guys to look at it again, let you read it on the Health Masters website. It's a thing. And here's why I'm posting it twice. It goes into a lot of detail on different do's and don'ts as far as who's going to run your children. Let me tell you something. This is very, very important. I don't have kids anymore that are young, so this doesn't affect me, but it affects you if you've got young kids. You don't want to get the Department of Family Services involved in your life, period. Years ago, I had a guy. It was so funny. An ex-employee, a horrible employee, he basically said, contacted the Department of Family Services on me. And I didn't do anything. He did it out of revenge because he got fired. And he dropped a dime on me. And he made up the name of a kid, wasn't even one of my kids, and said that I had abused so-and-so. It wasn't even true. None of it was true. And this guy shows up for the Department of Family Services at my house. Now you think, well, you're actually talking about this, Ted? Yeah, it's many years ago. It's 15, 20 years ago. And I remember I told him, I said, what are you doing here? And he said, well, I need to see the kids. So I brought all the kids out. They're all young. Austin was already an adult. And I said, I told him, why are you here? Well, somebody dropped a dime on you. I'm like, who was it? Well, I can't tell you that. It's always anonymous, right? But I knew who it was. And the crazy part about it is he examined the kids. The kids were all great immediately. Then he goes, I said, we just got back off a cruise. And he said, well, even children of privilege could have problems at home. And I looked at him, I said, whoa, 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 whoa. Now we got the attorney involved. Attorney came straight in. I called the attorney up. He answered it. He told the guy to get out of my house. I don't normally go first person like this. I'm going first person with this. I was so irritated by this because we had done nothing. We're great parents. We prayed with the kids every day. We had a family meeting every single day. We took them to church every week. Nothing that was bad. But they got involved in our life. It took a year and everything got just discharged. It was just all dropped because there was nothing there. The point is, if that happens to you, you do one thing only. I need a speed dial. I'm calling my attorney right now. That's it. You don't talk to them. You know, this guy was black. And I'm not picking on him for being black. He had his master's or whatever in social work. And he was... I could have been white with the same thing. It doesn't matter.
Master's of social work.
No, but no.
I always get a kick out of that degree.
No, and they're always looking for some reason to harass. Now, again, it goes right back to the Tres Diaz thing, right? Not Tres Diaz, that gang, the Mexican gang, MS-13 gang.
Trinidad, or
whatever you call it. But what the thing they always do is, let's find somebody we can pick on who's not going to kill us.
Yeah, pretty much.
And no, they don't want to go into a home where the guy beats them with a 12-gauge shotgun in the face. They don't want to do that. Nobody does.
12-gauge shotgun? We already found out the ATF was giving the doggone cartel 2,500 machine guns and 50-caliber weapons to ATF's Fast and Furious operation. 12-gauge, I wouldn't want to go breach a house if I knew somebody had a Baird M107 behind the door. Everybody dies. 50 cal comes to the wall and the other wall and the other wall. You think about what we have done and armed these drug cartels and then allowed them to come to the United States. I mean, where did the two guys from Mexico over Colorado Springs get 350,000 rounds of ball M80 ammo, which is M60 ammo? They got busted. Remember that 6 months ago?
Yeah. Nobody talked about
it. I pulled that article up.
We're the only one.
Can't find any follow-up story on it at all. Arrested. Pushing a half a million rounds of real ammo.
You know that weighs?
Oh, yeah. Cases of pallets.
They must have had a one-time. So the point was, They don't want to go bother people that have done nothing.
Right.
And I bring that up for me personally because it's 20 years ago, what, almost 20 years ago, and it's something that happened to us, and we didn't even do anything.
500,000 rounds
you
of
know
three.
You know that weighs?
Oh, yeah. Cases of pallets.
They must have had a one-time. So the point was, they don't want to go bother people that have done nothing.
Right.
And I bring that up for me personally because it's 20 years ago, what, almost 20 years ago, and it's something that happened to us, and we didn't even do anything. Briefcase, and literally ran out the front door. That's the kind of stuff that you have to have. You have to have an attorney. These guys are there to trap you and to get you to say something. They're doing an investigation on you. It's the pits. And so don't believe that they won't do it to you if you've got kids, because they're going to do so, especially if you get somebody mad at you. Because if they can't come after you, if you fire them, an employee, and they can't come after you that way, they'll find another way to come after you.
Remember, just the job of the Department of Family
Services, read this article.
They're, and I get some of this aspect. They're required by law to investigate. They are.
Because sometimes they need to be there.
That's what I'm saying. In some cases, I'm not defending a lot of their behavior on it, but in some cases, you have some really, really bad parents. I mean,
crackheads.
They're not taking care of the kids. The kids aren't eating for 2 or 3 days. I've heard some sick stories from Sheriff's Department of what they've busted. So there is a factor of that. However, you've got to look at Department of Services when they come to a call. You've got to use basically reasoning skills to look at stuff and be like, okay, is there a direct threat right now? Okay, absolutely not. Is there a possible threat in the future? Man, probably not. Okay, is there anything else we need to look at? Once they start that whole, we're going to start threatening you, we're going to make comments like that, like you said, that's when you look at it. Now, tying back into this, and I want to cover this real quick. This is a new study, just came out. Baby screen time linked to severe brain prematuration. Basically, they're saying that screen time exposure in children the first 2 years shapes their brains and the way they handle decisions and stress in adolescence.
It's a big story.
This is a huge story because the reason I'm bringing this up is this is so stinking common now. My son Stetson, he's 2.5. He doesn't get access to any screens ever, period. He watches Monster Jam with me sometimes. He likes the Monster Jam on TV. We'll watch him. It lasts about 5 minutes, and then he wants to go build something. Or the other day, he wanted to get in bed. He's like, vroom, vroom, daddy, vroom, vroom, Monster Jam. So, okay. So I put it on TV for a few minutes, and then he runs out. Like, it's on for like 30 seconds. He comes back. He's got about 10 Monster Jam trucks. Throws them all on the bed. I said, okay, this is nice. This is really nice when you get in bed at like 9 o'clock and you find one that's under the pillow.
It's like stepping on a Lego.
Yeah, it gets you in the
barefoot.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, you got Monster Jam. He sits there for a second. He lines them all up on the pillow. He looks at me and he goes, vroom, vroom. Jumps out the bed. Runs out the door. I'm like, oh, gosh. I know it's about to happen. Comes back in. Another pile of Monster Jam trucks. By the time it's said and done, we have an entire Monster Jam operation on my bed with all of them lined up in different areas, and he's mimicking what they're watching on TV. Point being in that, what your children constantly watch on screens, they will start to mimic, and it also will affect the way they develop. This is why the amount of screen time he gets is like minimal at best. He'd rather play with his toys. They're saying here, the study found that the average baby now spends more than 2 hours a day watching screens from age 1 to 2.
That's messed up, buddy.
2 hours a day. We're talking
really
about 1 year old. 1 year old watching screens now. Most of these are iPads that they put in front of the face. And this is the part that I don't like. Okay, if your kid's going to watch screens, and this, let me tell you from a development standpoint, you put it on a TV. They have the ability, what's on the TV, if they want to focus on it or if they want to focus on play toys, they want to focus on the couch, they want to do different things. When you put them in a little stroller or you put them in a little swing set, I've watched this so many times it makes me mad, and they put an iPad right here, right in front of their face. They can't choose any other play or developmental actions. They're forced to watch whatever you're putting them on the screen to brain and train.
That's strong. That's strong.
When it's on a TV and they're in the living room, they can go run outside. I'm well aware of this. He'll run outside. He'll go get more toys. He'll have a giant play set on the thing. He can actually use his brain to emulate some of the things he's watching to have more developmental skills. I'm not shoving it 6 inches off of his nose and force him to watch it so he won't move. The findings show The early exposures leave significant traces in the brain that persist for more than a decade, influencing how quickly one makes decisions and how prone to anxiety they are growing up. The findings published in eBioMedicine confirm the longest-running studies to follow the same children from birth to teens. I told you you're going to do a study on this once. They finally did it. Because we now watch a generation that's been on screens from the time they were born until they're teenagers. The study links early screen access to brain changes and in turn connected to slower decision making and mental health problems that show up in their teenage years. This is huge, guys. This is what I told everybody.
And the Department of Family Services doesn't care about that.
No.
They care about that ex-employee said something that's not even true.
It says early experiences shape how flexible and resilient the brain becomes later. When certain brain systems specialize too quickly, the child is less able to adapt later in life. The scientists followed 168 children from birth to 13, scanning their brains at certain segments all the way from 3 to 4.5 to 6 to 7.5, following up at 13. On average, babies in the cohort were already spending more than 1 hour a day at age 1 and more than 2 hours a day at age 2 on screens. Children who had more daily screen time as babies showed significant, faster than typical changes in how visual processing regions of the brain is connected with areas involving planning, attention, decision making. Put simply, those brain symptoms appeared to mature earlier and faster than usual. However, they didn't mature correctly. Babies with accelerated brain maturation at a young age had a higher risk of developing e-cognition and behavioral issues in adolescence. Accelerated maturation happens when certain brain areas develop too fast and they don't develop with other parts of the brain, often in response to adversary or other stimuli that's too difficult for them to process at that age. Early brain difference leading to screen time showed up in behavior. By age 8, with altered brain patterns, it took significantly longer to decide when presented with a task during which they had to guess which color box hit a token and how many points they had on the choice. The children were making the wrong decisions, just extremely slow decisions. This is the group that had the early screen time on it. By age 13, teens who had taken a few extra seconds to make a simple decision early in childhood reported more frequent and severe anxiety symptoms overall. I've said this for years now. The screen time is causing anxiety with these children. It's causing them to have the inability to function properly with cognitive skills. And they can't figure out how to handle anything.
That's why they get on benzodiazepines so early in Prozac.
Or they start smoking vape pens at 12 and 13.
Or they get on pot. They got to dope themselves down.
The brain isn't designed to mature in huge areas and not in others. And have certain areas that develop real fast at 3 years old. And then other areas don't develop at the same time because the brain's designed to develop together in a real, true reality sense.
That's so advanced. Brains are.
Yeah. So when you're giving them this super high, vivid, detailed film or iPads right in front of them, and it's hour after hour after hour, they do develop certain parts of their brain entirely too fast because nothing else develops with it. So what happens is then the older they start making decisions, they're making slower decisions and have significant anxiety making those decisions.
Because the brain's not working right. Oh, by the way, see my government regulation, they're going to get something right, but they're not going to pass it. The FCC wants warning labels for shows with transgender content, but they'll never get it through. And Trump has signed it. If he gets a bill stopping daylight savings time, he'll sign it too. But that's not going to happen either because they're going to add it to a bill that nobody else will sign. But anyhow, so a couple of stories. But the FCC wants that, but they'll never get it pushed through. No way. Not with all the liberal states out there voting against it and pushing them with lobbyists. But I thought I want to mention those two stories too. By the way, I hope you had a great time in church yesterday. I did. It was great. They asked me yesterday, said, can you help spot the people walking down the stairs so in case one of them falls? And I thought, okay. Well, sure enough, one of them trips as he's falling, talking to me. And I grabbed him and hung on to him for a second so he didn't fall. He said, I got you. Don't worry. And I thought to myself, well, at least I can be the catcher here at church and catch people dropping downstairs. But enjoy church. Enjoy God. Remember, Jesus Christ is the answer. He's the author, the finisher, and the perfecter of our faith. I love you guys so very much.
This also, says the takeaway on here. Talking, singing, reading, cuddling, playing, outdoor time, and naps provide the kind of rich, real-world experiences babies' brains need to experience that nothing on a screen can replicate or replace.
You know what USDESA does now? I get out of my chair. I've got this Eckernus chair in the playroom, in a movie room. Every time I get out of chair, he jumps up. He perches himself on the chair.
Ha! Oh, take
I've got your chair.
He does that to me now, too. He's in that mood.
So I said, okay, so you want me to sit on top of you? I said, I'm sitting on top of you. So I sat down real lightly, right? Oh, he got mad. I said, oh, well, you're going to sit behind me now. That's what you wanted to do. How's that working out for you?
Hold the chair. You want to take it. You better hold it.
I said, maybe you're not quite big enough to take my chair just yet at two. He's so cute. Man. I love that.
Yeah, it's funny, my friends. Let kids be kids. Let them develop like they're supposed to develop. Be a real parent. Stop using screens as basically a babysitter. If you guys need anything, healthmasters.com. Appreciate the support, my friends. Vitamin C on sale for two more days, product of the week. Be sure to check it out. If you got anything, email us, call us. We're here to help you out. And also, too, be sure to check out the multi-packs. We got that on the site now with all the different three-packs that we carry. And we got a bunch more that we're continuing to add to that.
Do we have three-pack vitamin C yet?
Actually, no. That's a development phase. Really, yeah, that's a development phase. And also, too, be sure to stay updated on the emails. I got some really cool things we're going to roll out in the next couple weeks. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you tomorrow, as always.
Love you guys.